It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio, Brandon Pack. He's Executive Director of Ozark Off-Road Cyclists. Brandon, thanks for coming up this morning.
Pete, good to see you. The Ozark Off-Road Cyclists, we're excited to celebrate what we've been calling 2 decades of playing in the dirt, right? We've been doing what we do for about 20 years as an organization. Our mission is to advocate for, build, maintain, and preserve sustainable multi-use trail, hike, bike, trail run, dog walk. You know, we really build trail for the community, and we do that across the Arkansas Ozarks. With the Ozark Mountain Range at our disposal, we have all the topography. We have really everything we need. We grow rocks around here. And so we have, you know, this canvas to start creating these destinations for outdoor recreation. Either, you know, again, you know, great to ride your mountain bike on, but at the same time for hiking and trail running, pet owners love the trails we build. And so this is just, it's kind of this perfect recipe in the sense that we also have the seasons. There's really year-round recreation here in the Ozarks. And that's what starts to separate us from some of the other destinations as it pertains specifically to mountain biking, where you go out to Colorado, by November, they shut down. The snow's moving in. The same, no different in Utah. And so we start to see this tourism aspect as we've started to develop more and more of these recreational trails where people are now coming in the winter to Northwest Arkansas to ride their bikes from these other destinations like Colorado and like Utah and like Canada. Yeah. And so it's really exciting to see that it truly is year-round recreating, and that's starting to really separate us from what maybe some of the other destinations for recreation can offer.
Now, coming up November 11th, one event, the part of the 20th anniversary celebration, you're having a gala, an entire gala, Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville. What's going to be taking place that night?
You know, you only turn 20 once, right? And we see maybe a chance for us to take pause and celebrate and recognize, you know, those men and women that have really helped us get to where we are and really helped build this community that we have around us. And so it's going to start 6 p.m. Doors open about 6. Okay. Kind of a rowdy evening. At the same time, we are calling it cocktail attire.
Okay.
So maybe an opportunity for some mountain bikers out there to actually get dressed up a little bit. You know, Grady Spann, who's the director of Arkansas State Parks, will be with us. Dave Weens, who is the executive director of the International Mountain Bike Association, will be with us that evening as well. Really, again, just time to celebrate and recognize the men and women that have really fostered the growth and got us to where we are today, which is quickly becoming a destination for mountain biking and really nationally known at this point.
Brandon Pack, Executive Director of the OORC. For more on Saturday's gala, OzarkOffroadCyclists.org.